And our guests are Aaron Hogan and Jency Griffin Hogan. They're married and they're collaborating in their artistic endeavors. A major production, the 14th, which is what, just a few days away. I think that's Friday, right?
Bastille Day.
Sometimes when you have two artistic people who collaborate, it's a challenge. How did the two of you do it?
Well, I'd say we were both very creative and very driven. So Aaron with his photography is extremely, I guess, successful. And when I met him, I thought, oh my gosh, someone who actually makes money and creates art at the same time. I was like, that is a catch. So I really was like really intrigued by the way that he did it. And I thought, well, anyone that strong, maybe like I can have maybe met my match in strength because he's really dominant and so am I, but we can flow together.
Well, Aaron is a photographer who's done work in a lot of different places, like in exotic places like Iceland and Cuba and Italy, and that's part of the presentation this Friday. What are you going to show?
Well, normally my photography is wedding, portrait, commercial-based, but this is my travel photography. It's landscapes, it's cityscapes, it's some... actually, there's no people in the show, which is a first. So it's all our photography taken since 2010 in countries such as Italy, Croatia, Iceland. There's a lot of Iceland. Cuba, went there a year and a half ago, and Scotland, and parts of the West, Utah, Arizona.
So how's it going to work with the fabulous actress and the superb photographer coming together for this production at the Manship Theater?
You want to say?
Yeah, so it's a joint show. The show, the photography part of the show is free and open to the public. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Manship Theater Gallery, the art gallery at Manship Theater. The movie part, Jency, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So I'm screening four short films at 8:30, and the tickets are $10. And it's... you know, we make historical drama, and then I have one film that I made last year called Last Light that is a present-day film. So most of them are set in the 1800s. And so together you'll see 45 minutes worth of film that we've created over the past 4 years.
Well, it's called Wanderlust, and it's quite an exhibition. And you've been a photographer of note for some time, Aaron, but now with people on our phones, we can take photographs, and some of us think they're pretty good. Can you, as a pro, can you tell the difference?
There's a little difference between a cell phone camera and a professional photographer.
Really?
Just a little bit. I teach classes to try and get people to see the difference, actually. So that's a big part of what I do is education. Teaching digital photography classes is actually one of my biggest passions.
Well, there aren't that many camera stores around anymore, are there?
No, they've all gone.
It's gone because we think we're so good with our phones. But there is a distinction, and somebody who's in the line of work that you are, you know the distinction pretty well. But I would imagine you got some spectacular shots in places like Iceland and Cuba.
Iceland is probably the coolest place I've ever been. The coldest place, too. But any photographer that goes there is immediately obsessed with the light, and that's why photographers will always go there. It's got unique sunsets because in the winter, which is when I went, the sun is hovering around the horizon for most of the daylight hours, which is only about 5 hours. So you get extended sunsets that last about 5 hours, if you can imagine.
What about Cuba?
Cuba, I've always been interested in places that are hard to get to, and Cuba seemed like the safest place that was hard to get to. So I posed as a journalist, which was not hard because I don't have a journalist credential, but
some might think that's not such a great idea.
It was relatively easy to get in as a journalist with just my camera, and I just marked on the government form, journalist.
And you were on your way.
Went with a friend who could translate for me.
Now, that's a beautiful country, but it's a throwback, and invariably people come back with photos of those cars. They're irresistible. I bet you got lots of photos of old cars, don't you?
Yes, indeed. My favorite photo from the show, one of the largest pictures, is a gorgeous car against this rustic backdrop.
What about Italy?
Italy was an older trip. It was the first one, 2010. And Florence is what's represented, and also a photo from Venice. Late afternoon, I was by myself, beautiful sunsets. Mm-hmm. The Duomo there, the cathedral, yeah. that's the focus of the show in that in that city.
Well, Jency, you are back in Louisiana, your homeland, after spending almost a decade in Los Angeles. And for a while, Louisiana had, it seemed, as much opportunity as you would find on the West Coast. That's not the case any longer. How has the reduction in the film business affected people like you?
Well, I think it caused a lot of us to pull up our bootstraps and start making our own content. So this is what actually the product, what you see here, the films that I'll be screening on the 14th, are because of that. Like, I wanted to create some content that I was really excited about. And, you know, a lot of the people that, you know, there was a lot of influx of actors and all types of people that came to Louisiana for all the jobs that were here. But when the industry kind of made a move, it gave locals more opportunity. I think a lot of local actors have gotten jobs that maybe LA actors would have gotten before that were like kind of living here, halfway living here. So I've actually landed a job recently that maybe I wouldn't have gotten had, you know, the industry still been the way that it was. So it has had like a little bit of a positive impact on me, but I do feel like that the Louisiana film industry is going to build back up. I think we are going to see a turn, and it will come back hopefully to the way it was.
Do you think the industry has been affected immensely, or are we overplaying it as far as the budget cuts to the film credits in Louisiana?
I think the independent film industry is booming right now. I think it's a great place to make an independent film in Louisiana right now. Mm-hmm. And for Louisiana filmmakers, they've made the tax credits very appealing. I do think that the big Hollywood blockbusters are kind of staying away until they feel totally secure about coming back.
And as far as the International Film Festival, is that going to continue?
Oh, yes. It did so well this year. In its fifth year, oh my gosh, it was so booming and fun, and everybody had a blast, and we had more, you know, we had Renee Zellweger there. We had, oh my gosh, just like a buzz about the whole thing afterwards. Our ticket sales were amazing. I think that the community really enjoys the festival, and I hope that it just continues to grow.
Well, some of those films, the only time you're going to get to see them on the big screen is at the film festival, and you'll have to wait a long time to see them otherwise, but was there a particular one this year that you found
inspiring,
captivating?
Oh my gosh, Patty Cakes. It won at Sundance, or it was purchased at Sundance, and I thought, oh my gosh, this guy, he did Beast of the Southern Wild, and then he came back and did that. And such talent, because you can do those two contrasting films. You got to see Patty Cakes. It's so good.
So how did the two of you meet?
Whole Foods is the short answer.
Whole Foods? Really?
We say eat healthy and you might meet your mate.
Really?
Yeah.
What frozen food section.
Frozen food section, really, yeah. So what were you talking about? How did the conversation begin?
You know, frozen meals, no.
Yeah.
No, it was like funny because my mom saw us standing there talking and we were standing under a sign that said Brie Mine. It was like right around Valentine's Day. And it basically, you know, we had seen each other in Baton Rouge through the arts. Aaron photographed a show that I was in. But I didn't meet him that day. But yeah, so he stopped me in the aisle and said, "Hey, are you Jency Griffin, the girl that was in that show?" And I said, "Yeah, that was me."
Well, that's
great.
We
got married 6 months later after meeting in Whole Foods.
And you're still together.
Yeah. Yes. Well, love it first sight.
I love you, baby.
That's good to know. That's what marriage is usually all about. Sometimes not, but I'm glad it is in your case.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is going to be quite a reception and screening. July 14th, Friday, Manship Theater starts at 6:30, right?
Yes. Six o'clock.
6 o'clock. So go to manshiptheater.org if you'd like more information about Wanderlust with Aaron Hogan and Jency Griffin Hogan.